Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marie-Claire Williams from the Office of Marketing and Communications at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. In the 1950s, expectant mothers in Barbados faced the grim possibility that their baby might have a very short life. There was limited access to healthcare, especially in the rural districts, and prenatal care was often inconsistent, and many babies died from preventable illnesses. It is estimated that at that time, more than 140 out of every 1,000 babies did not survive their first year. And local clinics played a vital role in providing much-needed care to their communities. On July 2, 1951, the Barbados Advocate spoke with one Dr. King at the St. Michael Clinic, who reported that during the quarter ending June 24, he and his colleague Dr. Roberts attended to a total of 3,576 patients. He explained that people came for general treatment as well as vaccination, an important step in preventing childhood diseases. That morning, five people came in to be vaccinated before 10 o'clock. Saturdays were reserved especially for children. Dr. King said about 18 school-aged patients would typically attend, many referred by health nurses or teachers. These visits ensured that illnesses were caught early and managed effectively. But perhaps the most important was the care provided to mothers and infants. As Dr. King noted, there were many cases of babies and mothers, with pregnant women receiving essential prenatal care. This kind of early intervention was critical in improving outcomes for both mother and child. A major turning point came in 1964 with the opening of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. The modern medical facility strengthened Barbados's healthcare system by supporting clinics like St. Michael with advanced treatment options, trained specialists, and improved maternity services. Childbirth shifted from community-based care to a modern hospital-centered system with specialist support, especially for high-risk pregnancies and complicated deliveries. The QEH also introduced specialist services such as obstetrics, gynecology, and pediatrics, allowing doctors to detect and treat pregnancy risks much earlier. By providing an environment for safe deliveries and neonatal care, the QEH played a critical role in reducing the rate of infant mortality. By the late 1970s, the number had fallen to approximately 28 deaths per 1,000 births. Over time, continued investment in healthcare made an even greater impact. Today, infant mortality in Barbados stands at about 8 per 100 births. Together, the network of community clinics and the island's premier healthcare institution have transformed maternal and infant care, laying the foundation for the healthier Barbados we know today.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.